totally inspired by the London Coffee Festival. Coffee Mambo Jumbo is here standing in front of the R58 Rocket dual boiler PID machine that I've got at Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ in Southwest London. And armed with a lot of coffee, I'm going to do a few trials this morning. I was lucky enough during the London Coffee Festival to meet a lot of wonderful people, wonderful baristas, wonderful roasters. And here I've got in my very hands an espresso competition blend roasted in Greece by TAF. I was lucky enough to meet Chris, who's the Latte Art World Champion 2011. A lovely Greek guy who was pulling shots at the Lamazoco stand. They had loads of different Lamazoco machines there and different artisan roasters having slots, pulling shots one after the other. A lot of people really interested in what's happening in the world of coffee. But I've got this very blend here in front of me. And as per usual, when I open a bag, I just put out all the beans on the clean kitchen towel, and I've done the same with the competition blend roasted by TAF. It's been roasted on the 19th of April, so really well in the window of great opportunity to pull a good shot. And I've asked Chris to give me some guidelines as to when and how this blend excels best. First of all, the components of this blend: Brazil, Datterra, Sweet Blue, Costa Rica, Laminita Conquistador, that's a lovely name in itself, Ethiopia Sidamo, two Hariti. Now the Sidamo, I just love the Sidamo. In a blend, interesting to see as well, as a single origin, it's just a beautiful, beautiful coffee. Then the Sumatra Raya Batak, another bean that I've experimented with a while ago, actually. Can't remember exactly what that tasted like. I did like it at the time. It was a filter coffee roasted in Holland. When I traveled in Holland, I got a hold of that. So anyway, those parameters that Chris has given me, 18 gram dosage, 94°C, wow, that's quite warm. But with my PAT temperature control, I can of course do this on the Rocket R58, and in 25 seconds I should have a beautiful extraction. So I'm going to pause this recording now because I'm going to line up everything here and then give it a good shot. So I pulled a few shots with the competition blend that Chris gave me, roasted by TAF in Greece. And one thing that struck me immediately is possibly that this blend and this roast is more or less to suit maybe the Greek way of drinking coffee. I'm not meaning Greek coffee as such, but or Turkish coffee. But what I mean is maybe the palate of Greek people are used to something slightly different than, let's say, the third generation of roasters here, especially in the UK and London, almost the metropole now of artisan roasters and coffee shops. We're just so blessed here. And I think one thing that struck me immediately, even when I put the nose on it, yes, there is a complexity. Yes, there's a variety in the nose, but there's also a smell of roast, the roast itself. And that's something that we're trying to avoid here. There's no real sweetness coming through. And putting my lips to it, again, I mean, I've tasted the other two shots that I did that ran a bit fast, but this one ran beautifully. 25 seconds, 24 grams, and dosed it at 18 grams. And this is exactly what Chris told me to do, and kept the temperature at almost 94. And still, I mean, what I will do actually is maybe bring the temperature down just a little bit, because yes, it's pleasant enough, but it doesn't give me, it doesn't woo me, it doesn't throw me off my rocker. It's just got a really more or less, yes, the chocolate, dark, dark chocolate, but no notes, no other variety coming through up front, which is something I so got used to and I so love. My palate loves that. And don't get me wrong, I took this coffee with a blank canvas almost, and I wanted to see what I can taste, and I'm tasting too much of a darkness in it. I can smell too much darkness. So it's not getting my whole attention. Coffee Mambo Jumbo likes some variety in the cup.